今天是勉强来的，请举手。
Anybody who came reluctantly today, please raise your hand.
有一个。
There's one.
还有。
Oh, there's two.
刚才继父说他爸爸怎么严，他就不说了。
And Jifu was saying that the sternness of his father, he will not mention.
我以为他怎么样子有对策，他也不说了。
Strategy. His own strategy, he didn't share either.
他是 CTC 的老师，他居然说了，但是我现在只好出来。CTC 的学生不可以去看别人的 notebook.
So since he's given you his strategy, I want to say the CTC students, you can't copy other people's notes.
我这两天收到一个学生作业交过来，他说感谢主让他胜过试探，没有。偷看书。
In these few days, I received the assignment, and he said, "Thank God that I overcome the temptation to look at my notes."
感谢主，今天是我们日光节约时间，正好调时间啊。
And we thank God that today is the time adjustment. We're springing forward.
我的闹钟墙壁上的钟都调了，但是我的表我故意不调，因为我今天就可以讲两个钟头。
My alarm, all the clocks in my house, I've changed the time, but my watch, I didn't change it, so I can speak 2 hours today.
因为我每次碰到跟英文组讲到，我就很害怕。
Every time we have a combined meeting, I am terrified.
因为怕时间不够。
I was worried about that we don't have enough time.
不是它不好，因为总是 take 我们。至少三分之一以上的时间。
Not that the translator is no good, but it takes more time to get the message through.
但是我刚刚坐在底下，我就在想说，就算我不调表也没有用，对不对
？But I was sitting there. I said, well, even if I didn't adjust my watch, it's useless, pointless.
就像你早晨你不想去上班，你说我再调三个钟头，多睡点觉，有没有用
？Just like you said in the morning, I don't want to work, and I'll move the clock back 3 hours. It's not going to work anyways.
学生们今天要考试，还没预备完，我调慢3个小时再去，有没有用
？The students, you have an exam 8 o'clock, and you turn your clock back 3 hours, and you say, well, wait a little bit. Does that work?
我儿子今年要大学毕业了，他很紧张，他没有预备好跨境世界。
My oldest son, he's going to graduate from college this year. He feels nervous because he felt he's not prepared to enter into society.
他再把他的 clock 调慢2年，有没有用
？Can he turn his clock back two years? Does it work? Of course not.
更严重的是，很多人不想死。
And more importantly, people don't want to die.
觉得我还想多活几年，你调时钟有没有用
？If I want to live a few more years, I'm going to pull my time back or.Turn my clock back. Does it work?
没有用。
Of course not.
也弟兄姊妹，当神还把时间、把机会留给我们的时候
，When just when God still give us time and opportunities,
我们要抓住今天，每一个今天都要竭力得着神的上好。
We need to lay hold of every one of our todays and get the very best of what God has prepared for us.
然后每一天我们都要活得有意义。
And every single day has to be meaningful.
我们这一系列讲金钱的操练
，And these series of topics, the exercise of godliness.
这个怎么会不要停止聚会跟金钱有关呢
？And what does that have anything to do with not forsaking the assembly of the saints？
我想我们讲完了，弟兄姊妹就会知道了哈。
And after we share, I think brothers and sisters you'll begin to understand.
但为了要让我们强调新约聚会为什么这么重要
？So in order for us to emphasize how important it is for the New Testament in the New Testament time for us to meet together，
我们一定要先回到旧约，神怎么样子要求安息日
？And we need to go back to the Old Testament and see God's requirement concerning the Sabbath.
我们读几处的经文好不好
？We'll read a few scriptures.
我们第一个先读出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
这是十诫。
And this is the Ten Commandments.
请问是第几诫说要守安息日啊
？Which commandment says that you shall obey the Sabbath, keep the Sabbath?
这个有一个弟兄刚刚举手说他勉强来的，他马上就答对了啊。
And the brother who rose his hand and said he came reluctantly, he got it right.
我们看二十章第八节到十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 8 through 11.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物第七日便安息所以耶和华赐福与安息日定为圣日请注意这一天是被神称为圣日
Please remember that the Lord said that this day is holy
神的要求是无论谁什么工都不准做
It doesn't matter who it is you cannot labor on that day
不管是你的儿女你的仆婢你的牲畜 什么事都不准做。
Whether it be you, your children, your servants, or the animals, they shall not labor.
而原因是因为耶和华创造了天地海和万物之后，神进入了安息。
And the reason given here is that because after the Lord has finished, completed the creation, the Lord entered rest.
神要我们享受他的安息。
So the Lord wants us to enjoy His rest.
弟兄姊妹，你知道在创世纪第二章讲到神创造完万有的时候
，And Genesis chapter 2, it says the Lord has made the heaven and the earth.
第七日神进入了安息
，And the seventh day the Lord entered into rest.
所以十诫叫我们要守安息日
，So the Ten Commandments says keep the Sabbath.
为什么
？Why？
因为神把一切都造好了
，Because God has finished everything.
神要我们带着一个信心。知道神为我们预备的一切，我们来享受它。
God wants to come before Him with faith and enjoy all that He has made for us.
我们一起来享受他伟大的创造和丰富的预备。
To enjoy His wonderful creation and the fullness of His supply.
信心的接受。
And receive it with all faith.
然后感恩的享受。
And take it with thanksgiving.
这是安息日很重要的目的。
This is a very important purpose of Sabbath.
我们在信心里面接受神给我们所有的预备。
In faith, we receive everything God has prepared for us.
我们在感恩的里面，我们来享受神给我们所有的预备。
And in thanksgiving, we enjoy everything that He's prepared.
所以当你不守安息日的时候
，So when you no longer keep the Sabbath.
表示你不放心神会负责你一切所需要的。
Which means that you no longer trust that God will provide all that you need.
你在信心的里面你没办法信他。
In faith, you cannot trust Him.
另外一方面
Secondly,
你不甘心不满足于神给我们预备的。
You are not satisfied with what He has prepared for you.
所以你自己要再去赚要再去得要再去贪。
So you want to go work some more, to gain some more, to covet over more.
所以弟兄姊妹你在读利希米记的时候你发现安息日有很多做生意
In the book of Nehemiah, you begin to understand that there were people who were outside the gates that still wanted to do business on Sabbath.
已经有六天可以赚钱，可以有工作，可以有收入了，他还觉得不够。
Six days you could labor, you could work hard and earn money, but they didn't feel it was enough.
在弟兄姊妹，安息日在这里说到对神的信心，对神的感恩。
And Sabbath speaks of the faith towards God and thanksgiving towards God.
而且神在这里说他定为圣日他要赐福与安息日
And he said it holy that he will bless it
当你真正想安息的时候
When you really want to rest
弟兄姊妹你要在信心的里面分享神给我们所有的预备
And faith you must come and receive all that God has provided for you
你会带着一个感恩的心来享受神给我们所有的预备
And you will come with a heart of thanksgiving to receive all those things
另外一节的圣经呢我就不读了生命记第五章十二节到十五节你们可以写下来
Deuteronomy chapter 5
圣经里面有两次讲十诫
And there's twice the commandments are given concerning the Sabbath.
出埃及记二十章是在西南山下神第一次颁布十诫。
And the very first time that it was mentioned was under the Mount of Sinai.
生命记第五章是隔了三十八年以后快进迦南前。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 is after 38 years, right before they enter into Canaan.
在摩押平原前面摩西再一次重申十诫
Is that the plains of Moab, the Lord Moses once again recited the Ten Commandments.
我们在上旧约概论的时候跟弟兄姊妹做的挑战说你回去找这两次十诫有没有任何地方不一样
And I've challenged those who are in the CTC training, in our Old Testament survey study, to examine these two portions of scriptures and see what's the difference.
有没有人注意到中间的不一样
Anybody found the difference in the two portions of the scripture? Hurry up, raise your hand.
很好哈，唯一的不一样就是在第四诫守安息日上。
The only difference in the Ten Commandments, the recording of the Ten Commandments concerning keeping the Sabbath.
两次讲十诫都一样，只有第四诫不一样。
Words were almost verbatim, only when it comes to keeping the Sabbath.
出埃及记讲十诫是因为神创造了天地海和万物，一切都做好了。
Exodus talks about the Ten Commandments with respect to God's creation of the heaven and earth, that everything was finished.
生命记讲到守安息日是因为纪念说你从前在埃及曾经为奴，而现在神大能的手把你救出来了。
But in Deuteronomy, when it talks about keeping the Sabbath is for us to remember that we were once slaves in Egypt and God has delivered us with a mighty hand.
所以你无论什么工都不可以做。
No matter what, you cannot labor.
要守安息日。
Keep the Sabbath.
要纪念你是被神从为奴之家释放出来、拯救出来的。
To remember that you were delivered from the house of bondage.
所以弟兄姊妹，守安息日。
So to keep the Sabbath,
一方面讲到是神赐福的日子
It's the day of God's blessing.
享受神祝福的日子
So enjoy the day of God's blessing.
另外一方面安息日是神命令是一个圣别的日子
And the second aspect is it's the day of God's command, the day that has been sanctified.
你从前在埃及奴隶世界的辖制底下天天为奴受苦
In time past, you were enslaved in the world in Egypt, and you were under its,oppression every single day.
你今天被我大能的膀臂拯救释放出来了。
But today with my mighty arms, I've delivered you.
你理当把这一天分别为圣归给我这是圣日什么工都不准做。
It is rightful that you set this day apart for me, that you shall not labor.
所以弟兄姊妹看见了没有守安息日是一个蒙福的命应许。
And you see that the keeping the Sabbath is a blessed promise.
神要赐大福要让我们享受他一切的预备
He wants to bless us greatly that we may enjoy all that he's provided
守安息日的第二面是一个分别为圣的一个圣日什么工都不准做要来侍奉他
The second side of Sabbath is a holy day a day that has been sanctified that no work shall be done
第三个经文我也不读了哈以西结书二十章二十节大家回去读
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 20
神说我要用我的安息日为圣这日我在我与你们中间为证据
and the day of the Sabbath shall be a testimony between you and I
使你们知道我是耶和华你们的神
that you and I would know that I am your God
所以安息日第三件事情
and the third aspect
它是一个证据
and it is a testimony it's a witness
啊，这是一个证据证据是证明什么呢
What is the sign? What is this witness?
我是耶和华你们的神。
Between you and me, I am your God.
换句话说，守安息日第三件事情，这是一个见证。
And the keeping the Sabbath, the third aspect that is the testimony.
神的百姓跟地上的万民有什么不一样？
The difference between the people of God and the rest of the world.
不仅仅神在他们中间让他们跟世人不一样
Not only is God in the midst of them that they are different from the world
他们的生活也不一样他们被分别出来
But their lifestyle is different because they've been set apart
借着守安息日成为一个证据成为一个见证
And by keeping the Sabbath it becomes a sign, a testimony
所以我们很简单讲了旧约这三件事情
And very quickly we talked about these three aspects through the Old Testament
安息日是蒙福的应许
And it's a day of blessed promise
安息日是神的命令和要求
and it's a command of the Lord and a requirement of the Lord
安息日是一个证据是一个见证
it's a sign, it's a testimony
就守安息日为了享受承受神给我们的祝福
and to keep the Sabbath is to enjoy and to inherit God's blessings for us
守安息日是因为这是一个分别为圣的日子我们被从奴隶中救出来我们理当侍奉神
we keep the Sabbath because it's a day that has been sanctified we've been redeemed and saved out of the days of bondage
守安息日是一个证据是跟地上万民分别的一个证明
It is a sign that, that separates us from the rest of the world
神是我们的神
And that he is our God
好我们今天要用这三件事情回头来看新约
Now with these three things we're going to come and move into the New Testament
我们一起来读在那个程序单上背诵经文
And we're going to come and read the memorization scripture
希伯来书第十章二十五节我们请一起来读
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 please read it together
你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人倒要彼此相劝既知道那日子临近就更当如此你看圣经上斩钉截铁的讲说不可以停止聚会
And the scripture says it very clearly Do not forsake the assembly
这是神给我们的命令
And this is God's commandment for us
虽然新约里面我们不再像以色列人一样去守安息日
In the New Testament, we don't no longer observe the Sabbath as the Jews in the times of old.
但是你从旧约里面，神对安息日这么重视，而且把它摆在十诫里面。
And you begin to see that God sees Sabbath as something very important, and He put it in the Ten Commandments.
而且严重到一个地步，当百姓犯安息日的时候，他们用石头把它砸死。
And the severity is that when someone has transgressed against the Sabbath, that they were to be stoned.
甚至圣经上在耶利米书十七章二十七节，神说：“如果你们不守安息日，我要在你们各个城门里面点起火来。”
And even the severity of the Lord's command in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 27 that if you will not keep the Sabbath, I will set a fire within your gate.
这个火可以烧灭耶路撒冷的宫殿，宫殿不能熄灭。
And it will consume the temple within Jerusalem that it will not cease.
神非常非常重视我们在不在乎他的命令。
And God is very serious about whether we observe his commandments.
神非常在乎我们到底有没有把神当作神来侍奉他。
And he really cares whether we serve him as God.
你会说我每一天都应该侍奉神呢
You say, yeah, every day I'm supposed to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹先不要讲得这么属灵这么超然哈
And don't spiritualize things too much right now.
如果您神分别出的这一天我们都没办法来侍奉神来敬拜神
If the day that the Lord has set apart that we cannot come and worship God,
我们就不要想说将来我或是说我们每一天都在侍奉神
And let's not even think about the fact that, okay, I can serve the Lord any other day.
我记得以前有一个姊妹碰到斯百克弟兄的时候她跟他讲
And I remember one time a sister had met Brother Spock and she said these things to him.
斯百克弟兄问他说你在哪里聚会
And Brother Spock asked the sister, where do you meet?
他说我在宇宙性的教会聚会
And I'm in the universal church right now.
他说全天下的弟兄姊妹都是我的弟兄姊妹
All the brothers and sisters throughout the world, they are my brothers and sisters.
所以我没有一个地上的教会参加
So I don't have a particular assembly that I belong to.
斯百克弟兄说你最好安定在一个教会里面好好聚会。
Brother Spock says, you better find a local place that you can assemble together and find rest there.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天眼睛看得见、摸得着的弟兄姊妹都没办法去爱。
If the brothers that we can see with our eyes, that we can touch, and we cannot love them,
你怎么能说你爱普天下所有的弟兄姊妹？
And how is it that you can say that you love all the brothers in the world?
有人说等到我将来孩子大了，我退休了，我就可以好好服侍主。
And some people said that when my kids are grown, and when I'm retired, I can serve the Lord diligently.
弟兄姊妹，如果你今天不能好好服侍主，你不要寄望将来。
Brothers, if you cannot serve the Lord now, don't rely on the future.
有人说，等了我赚了钱了，我就可以奉献给神。
And some people will say that after I have gained some wealth, then I can offer to the Lord.
你十块钱奉献不出一块，一百块就更难奉献出十块。
If you cannot offer a dollar out of ten, there's no way you can offer $10 out of a hundred.
你一百万，你就更难奉献出十万。
And 1 million, you cannot offer 10,000.
所以以前我听到一个
Sorry.
Doesn't matter, whatever he said, don't trust. 以前我听到 number, only number. 以前我听到一个弟兄这个沈宝龙牧师请来对我们华人几百个牧者讲道的时候。
And one time I was in a training session with a pastor, Paul Shen.
他是西雅图那边一个很大的教会又是神学院的教授他跟我们讲到
And he's a pastor up in Seattle and a president over a seminary he's speaking to us
他说他们教会有一个企业家有一天去问他们教会的主任牧师那时候他还年轻
There's an entrepreneur that went and asked him a question he was still young at the time
他说我从前奉献十分之一好容易啊
He said in time past for me to offer one tenth a tithe is so easy
他说我现在企业越做越大钱这么多要奉献十分之一真不容易。
So my company is getting bigger and bigger and it's becoming harder and harder for me to tithe.
你看我收入一百万要奉献十万一千万要奉献一百万。
And I earn 1 million, I have to offer 100,000. And
10 million, I need to offer 1 million.
Exactly.
他说他听见那个企业家问他们那个老牧师的时候，他就很想看这个老牧师怎么回答。
And that businessman asked this old pastor, he wanted to know what that old pastor would say.
他说那个老牧师满脸慈祥，什么话都没说。他说 Let's pray.
And that old pastor was so kind, and he put his arm around the brother and said, Let's pray together.
他说主耶稣啊，我现在求你让我的弟兄的收入能够少到他现在所奉献的十分之一。
Lord, I'm going to pray that you cause his income to drop.To the level where he can tithe comfortably.
例如说他现在赚了一千万他奉献不出一百万来只奉献十万。
And if he had $100 million, he cannot offer 10 million, and he can only offer 100,000.
所以他的祷告意思就是让他不要赚到一千万赚一百万好了让他这个十万块奉献得出来。
So his prayer is that don't let him earn this much, drop his income so he can really tithe.
弟兄姊妹永远不要想到你将来会怎么样。
Friends, just don't ever think that in the future, this is what I'm going to be able to do.
如果你现在不是这样子的人你就先不要寄望你将来是怎么样。
If you are not such a person now, then don't dream that you're going to be such a person in the future.
所以你不要认为说我天天都在侍奉神都在敬拜神。
And don't have this mentality that I'm serving the Lord every day. day.
神把一天分别出来，这是我们最基本、最基本要做的事情。
The Lord set apart one day for us. This is the most fundamental for us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里一样讲三件事情。神儿女们的聚集比旧约更丰富了。
And the gathering of the children of God is more abundant than what is represented in the Old Testament.
今天圣灵赐下来了。
But、the Holy Spirit has been sent.
基督完成救赎了。
And Christ has accomplished salvation.
耶稣活在我们的心中，成为我们的生命。
And Jesus lives inside of us, and He's our life.
今天我们成为教会了，整个教会是一个活的，是基督的身体。
And now today we are a church, the body of Christ.
所以我们今天的聚会比旧约以色列百姓的聚会蒙福太多倍了。
And our assembling together today is so much more blessed than the times of old.
亚伯拉罕、约瑟、撒母耳、大卫、但以理，不管谁，他们羡慕我们，羡慕的不得了。
Our patriarchs they envy us to such a degree.
他们在外面经历神，在外面认识神，被灵的圣灵从外面感动他们。但是今天我们都是在生命里面的。
They knew God, they experienced God from the outward things, but the Holy Spirit moved us inside, and we experienced God inwardly.
今天神的同在是这么真实在我们中间。
And God's presence is so real in our midst.
因为怎么样，天下的聚集太多了。
There's so many gatherings in the world.
学校有学校的聚集，公司有公司的聚集。
You have gatherings in schools, you have gatherings at your work.
餐馆也是一片人，超级市场也是一片人。
And you see an assembly of people in restaurants, assembly of people in supermarkets.
有太多的聚集，有太多不同种的聚集。
There's so many gatherings, so many different types of people coming together.
但是有一种最简单、最简单的分法。
But there's the most simplest way to divide make distinction of these meetings.
就是两种。
There's two types.
Jack, 猜猜看是什么
？Jack, you want to take a guess? He doesn't.
I don't know. Joseph. Jeffrey.你们的肩膀常常运动是吧？每一个都是这样回答。这两种聚集，一个有神同在，有神祝福。
One that has God and God's blessings. Write it down.
没有神同在，没有神祝福的聚集。
And the other one is one that has not that does not have the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，有神同在，没有神同在，就是这么两个简单不同的聚集。
Having God and not having God is as simple as it gets.
你说是何等的福气，我们能够来参加有神同在、有神祝福的聚集呢
？So what a blessing it would be for us to attend a meeting that God is there and He is blessing.
比你去餐馆、去学校、去任何地方人的聚集，不知道蒙福有多少的祝福。
It is so much more blessings than any other meetings of men.
弟兄姊妹，今天旧约守这个犹太人到今天还是死守着这个安息日。
And the Jews to this very day they still hold on to the Sabbath.
但他们守在律法的规矩底下，过得非常没有安息。
But they're keeping it under the law, and they actually do not experience rest on that day.
他们有安息日不准。走路不能超过多少哈，就是大概900公尺左右，2000尺。
That's actually a limit to the number of steps that they can take on the Sabbath.
我们到以色列去的时候进电梯，他们每一次碰到安息日是雇一个阿拉伯的小孩子坐在电梯里面。就是碰到他安息日的时候，你到以色列地区，你坐电梯的话，坐那个 elevator.
Okay, when you take the elevator in the land of Israel,
他们 hire 一个阿拉伯的一个回教的孩子在里面。
They will hire an Arab child to sit in the elevator.
他帮你 push button, 因为安息日不准动。
And he would be the one that pushes the button for you because you cannot labor and push buttons.
所以他们安息日吃的东西都是大部分都是 cold food.
And the food that they eat on that particular day, they're all cold.
你要吃热的话，你礼拜五晚上就要开开炉子。
And if you want to eat something hot, you got to keep it on the stove on Friday night.
然后礼拜天关，因为你不准去动它。
And Sunday morning you can turn it off because you can't touch it.
弟兄姊妹，他们非常死守秩序，但是没有安息。
And they hold it to the letter of the law, but they really don't have rest.
我们今天在神的同在中，我们进入最深的安息。
But today in the presence of God, we may really enter into His rest.
弟兄姊妹，新约的主日太重要了。
The New Testament, the Lord's Day is so much more important.
你个人追求主，你可以得到很多祝福。
You can pursue the Lord personally.You receive a lot of blessings.
你跟主的关系好，你可以得到很多的祝福。
You have the right relationship with God, you can attain a lot of blessings.
但是有一种祝福是只有在教会，只有在神儿女们聚集的时候才能得到的。
But there's only one type of blessing that you can receive in an assembly of God's people.
这是神特别给教会的祝福。
And that's something that God has set aside for His church.
是没有神儿女们你得不到的。
Without the children of God assembling together, you will not receive it.
你看诗篇133篇，他说弟兄们和睦同居。何等的善，何等的美。
Psalm 133 says, "How beautiful are brethren who dwell together in unity."
那你讲到两个大的祝福，贵重的油， 怎么样？从亚伦的头上浇下来，流到胡须，流到衣襟。
And talks about twofold blessing. It talks about the anointing oil that is poured down on the head of Aaron and it goes to his beard and to the hems of his garment.
圣灵全备的祝福，贵重的膏油。
The full blessing of the Holy Spirit, that precious.
另外一个是黑门的甘露。
And the other one is the dew of Haman.
讲到永远的生命。
It talks about an everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神儿里面聚集在一起的时候，神特别要赐下来的。
And these are the things that God will particularly give to his children as they gather together.
有一个弟兄他写了一本书叫《人生的下半场》。
And a brother once wrote a book called The Second Half of My Life.
他原来是一个有线电视公司的总裁，企业做得不错。
And he was a businessman that actually done very well.
后来神改变他，让他知道要从追求成功，要去改成追求意义和价值。
And the Lord actually transformed him and changed him from having success in his business, but to pursue things that are meaningful of purpose in life.
在他的办公室里面挂了一幅图画。
So in his office there was a painting or a picture.
在一个 post, 一个像电线杆一个杆子一样哈，这个高高的杆子。
There's a big post that was anchored in the ground.
上面放一只乌龟
and on top of that post is a turtle.
你觉得那是什么意思？
What do you think that picture means?
试试看嘛，中名也差不多了 ，General Manager. 谁最聪明可以想一下
？Anybody has a clue what that picture means?
下不来。
Can't come on, can't come down.
在惧高症的人就从惧高症。
So Nancy's afraid of height.
这边会在，慢也没关系。
Doesn't matter if you're slow.
一个 post 上面放了一只乌龟。
A very tall post with a turtle on top.
谁
？It's gonna ask Joy.
我没有太多时间 ，Joy 要讲。What？八。他是借着这个图提醒他。
He wants this picture to remind himself.
如果 without help, 没有人帮忙，他是上不了这里的。
And without help, that he could not have gone that high.
你想乌龟怎么可能爬到一个 post 的顶端呢？
How is it possible that a turtle could climb up a post and be on top?
弟兄姊妹，他有这个成就，他觉得他不要自己认为是自己了不起，是因为别人的帮助。
He has such an accomplishment, he can't take it as if I did it myself without anyone's help.
今天有很多的东西是我们不来到基督的身体里面你得不到的。
There are many things that we will not obtain unless we come into the body of Christ.
有一些祝福是你不借着身体你得不到的。
There are certain blessings that you will not receive unless you're in the body.
我随便一提就有好几个，刚刚这是一个特别的祝福。
This is one particular blessing that
we talked about. 另外身体在一起的时候你会得到更多的祝福，不管你原来得了多少。
And no matter how much you receive individually, when you're together in the body, you'll receive many folds.
年轻的孩子们，我再问你们一个问题。假装我这边有一个 container， 一个茶杯。
And I'm going to ask all the young people here if I had a container here or a cup.
它可以装一千 CC 的水。
And it can hold a thousand milliliter.
这个我现在把杯子打破。
And if I break the container, the glass,
变成一百个 pieces， 就是小小的碎玻璃片。
And it breaks into small pieces of glass.
然后每一个玻璃片都去装一点水。
And every single pieces of glass, I'm going to pour some water and see how much it can hold.
然后这一百个玻璃片装来的水倒到另外一个没有摔破的一样的杯子，请问能不能倒得满
？And I ask you, these little pieces of water that it holds, and we put it back in a similar cup, can you fill that cup back up?
Jack, 可不可以
？Is it possible, Jack?
No.
No.
这次好了哈。
Very good.
坐肩膀了。弟兄姊妹，不可能的。
It is not possible.
你自己用你自己这一片去存的祝福就是这么多。
The blessing that you go and inherit, that's how much you'll have.
可是当整个身体加在一起的时候，他能够得到的祝福是远远超过的。
But when the body is put together, the blessing that it can contain surpass that.
当我们被摆在一起的时候，我们整个的价值不知道增加多少倍啊。
When we are put together, our worth is so much more.
不光我们的祝福增加了不知道多少倍。
Not only the blessing that we receive.
我们这个的价值，整个人受到的价值不知道增加多少。
But our worth as an assembly is so much more.
假装这边有一条 wire, 一个电线。
And again, another example is I have a wire in my hand.
Perinitin, 这样大概多少钱？
How much?
这样子一段。这么长好了。
I have no idea.
Doesn't matter, one foot.
$20.
$20. 这是很好的 wire 了。
Yeah, good wires.
Yeah. One foot 其实一块钱都买到，他说20块钱，好是好的啊。20块钱。
Now, let's say it's $20.
请问这条线如果我放在 space shuttle 里面，很重要的一条电线。
And this conduit is a very important conduit that's used inside the space shuttle.
它的价值就决定不是20块可以衡量的。
That is no longer just $20.
啊、很可能因为这条电线断掉让 Space Shuttle 整个出事情。
And if this conduit is severed, it may create a catastrophe on the Space Shuttle.
因为这边我们被单独 isolate 出来的时候我一生的价值就是这样。
And if you're isolated by yourself, that is your worth for the rest of your life.
当我被摆在基督身体里面的时候。
When I am placed into the body of Christ.
当我这个电线你那个螺丝你那个东西我们都在进攻用的时候它所产生的结果是一件伟大的成果。
And if a segment of wire, a couple of loose screws and bolts, if they come together and build a structure, it's a tremendous outcome.
啊第四个摆在身体里面这是一个更好的保护。
And fourthly, it's a much better protection when you're inside the body.
我想这个故事我们从小就知道，一根筷子一折就断了。
And these stories that we have seen since our youth, that one single chopstick breaks very easy.
十根筷子我们中间已经没有几个人可以折断它。
And 10 chopsticks together, not too many in our midst could break it.
你放两打的筷子，我相信我们中间没有人可以折断。
And if you put two dozens of chopsticks together, I don't think...you could break them all together.
一个再红的炭火，再红最红的拿出来，它早晚灭掉。
It doesn't matter how hot a single coal can be. If you take it out of its gathering, it will cease to burn.
一个再冷甚至再湿的一个炭火放进去，它早晚会变红。
It doesn't matter how cold and how wet and how damp a particular charcoal may be. You put it in the midst of the fire, it will glow.
弟兄姊妹，这都是在身体里面我们可以得着的。
But just these are all the things that we can receive in the body.
而且我们在身体的里面更能够帮助我们这个人成长。
And inside the body, we can grow better.
哎，我今天忘了带控影来了。假装我这边有一个quarter啊。
And I, let's say I have a quarter with me.
啊，我跟钟明交换，他也有一个quarter。
And James has a quarter, and I'll swap with him.
请问我们交换完以后，我有没有赚
？And actually, after the exchange has taken place, did I gain any?
我有没有赔
？Did I lose any?
没有，好，除非我这是古代的 coin。
Unless it's an antique coin.
但是我如果问钟明，我说钟明，请问开车怎么样子可以省油
？And I asked 钟明 ，How can I save gas when I drive?、
啊Hybrid. Okay.
Buy a hybrid.
另外一个 James, 郑宁。不要不停的刹车。好。
Don't accelerate and stop, accelerate and stop.
那我也告诉你一个，不要油门踩太快，像我一样。
And I start.
会战呢
？Don't drive too fast.
开什么？啊、哦，开得稳一点啊、哦，或是轮胎加点气，那个气要保持够。
More stable, have the right air pressure in your tires.
你看我们交换 idea 交换完以后我得到了五个 idea 通通可以用
After the exchange of these ideas I've gained five or four other ideas and I can use all of them
请问我刚才告诉他的那一个我有没有损失
The idea that I gave James did I lose anything?
没有、
no.
但是他告诉我他也没有损失
But when he tells me his ideas he didn't lose anything
但是当我们彼此交换完的时候我们都赚的
But after we have that exchange of knowledge we both gain something
当神儿女们聚在一起聚会的时候
When the children of God gathers together
他把他怎么经历主认识主跟我们分享出来
When he experiences or when he shares his experiences of the Lord with everyone
他一点都没有损失
He didn't lose a thing
而另外一个弟兄跟我们做见证他怎么从软弱失败中走出来
Another brother will share how he came out of his weakness and came to the place of strength
他也没有损失
He didn't lose anything
可是聚完会的时候我们都赚了
But after the meeting we've all gained something
我们都丰富了
We are all full
因为我们需要身体啊
Just we need one another.
所以圣经上说神定这个日子要神要赐福这个日子
So the Lord has set this day apart that he will bless this day
光我们在一起都要得这么多祝福
And just us being together we would be blessed already
更不要说我们是在神的面前他亲自同在
Not to say that we are in the presence of God and he is with us
所以弟兄姊妹这是第一个讲到祝福啊
And the very first aspect of being blessed
第二个讲到他是命令他是圣日
And the second aspect that is a commandment, it's a holy day.
它是一个分别为圣的日子。
It's a day that has been sanctified.
我们从前是为奴的。
We were slaves in times of old.
现在神把我们给分别出来了。
But now the Lord set us apart.
我们理当要来侍奉他。
And it is rightful that we serve him.
弟兄姊妹，这是命令。
And this is a command.
当我们不尊重神的时候
and when we no longer respect God,
当我们不尊重主日的时候
and we don't respect the Lord's day,
你一定在主的面前不知道要损失多少的祝福
you will lose tremendously.
而连神这么重要这么明文规定的要求我们都不肯遵从的话
if the Lord has made it so clear to you and I, this requirement that he has, we can't keep it.
这是很大的事啊
and you don't, this is a very big thing.
所以你在历史上你听见很多这个好好守主日的见证
So throughout history, you've heard many, many testimonies about how we ought to keep the Lord's Day.
刚才我们听的练习姊妹跟继父他的父亲都做的见证他帮他父亲做的见证。
Both Sister Nancy and our brother Jifu shared about themselves and his father.
那我希望我们也都能够在主的面前能够重视这件事。
And I pray that we all would take it very seriously.
我听说这个以前说这个苏联啊，克鲁雪夫来访问美国的时候
，and I heard a story that in time past in Russia，
这个总理他们来
，Gorbachev was came to interview
Gorbachev 更老的，那是甘乃迪在的时候
，in the days of President Kennedy，
他礼拜天聚会的时候要带克鲁雪夫去，克鲁雪夫说我不去。
On the Sunday service, Kennedy wanted to take this leader from Russia to church to meet. He said, "I'm not going to go."
所以甘乃迪就把他留在白宫，自己去聚会了。
So Kennedy left him in the White House and he went to service.
弄得他一肚子不舒服。
So he was very uncomfortable, very upset.
我是国宾呢，你居然这个。
And he says, "I am the head of my country, and you leave me here by myself."
但是甘乃迪知道我是敬拜神的。
And Kennedy says, "I know I'm worshiping God."
因为怎么听说罗斯福总统他。如果有任何一个主日因为特别的事情身体好真的不能来的话他一定打电话给教会的牧师请个假
and I heard that Roosevelt when he cannot attend Sunday service because he's physically ill he will call his pastor and ask for an excuse
不是说要牧师准假才能请假而是说到他对这个日子的敬重
It is not so much that he needed an approval of his pastor to take the day off but he respected that day
我也很谢谢丽燕姊妹那天在我桌上放了两个故事是我以前讲过的就是从两本杂志她又印给我
and I really thank our sister Li Yan she left two stories on my desk and are stories that I share with everybody in time past
讲到在1924年在这个法国巴黎那一次的奥运奥林匹克运动会里面
and talks about 1924 and the Olympic in Paris
那个英国的代表 Eric Liddell
And the representative, an athlete from England, Eric Liddell.
他要代表英国参加100米、200米跟400米的这个奥运赛跑。
And he's doing the sprint, the race for the 100 meter, 200 meter, and 400 meter.
那100米是他最有希望拿冠军的，拿金牌的。
The 100 meter was the event that he was most likely to get the gold medal.
但是就是因为正好礼拜天比赛，所以他拒绝参赛。
But that race, the final race, was on Sunday, so he refused to attend.
他受到很大的压力，别人的攻击。
There was a lot of pressure and a lot of attack from the people.Around him.
但是礼拜天他去法国的一个教会去聚会去那里跟别人做见证去、
But that day he went to a church in France and to share with his brothers and sisters there
还好他的同伴他为他的同伴祷告同伴拿到金牌
And he prayed for his companion and his companion got the gold medal
然后回来过了三天礼拜四开始400米的比赛
And afterwards three days later there was the 400 meter race
初赛复赛他的表现都平平啊，勉强进到最后 final 的六个人里面
and the prelims initial races he wasn't really really good but he was good enough to get into the finals
但是就在最后的决赛的时候
and at the very the final race
他居然破了世界纪录
he broke the world record
拿到400米的金牌
and he got the gold medal for the 400 meter
他赛跑有一个很特别的姿势他的脸向天的
and he has a very interesting posture his face is always
没有人认为他可以拿到金牌也不认为英国可能拿得到这个金牌
and nobody thought that he would ever get the gold medal for the 400 race nor is England capable of getting that medal
而且就在复赛的时候瑞典的一个选手就在复赛的时候破了世界纪录48秒跑完400米
and I think it's the semifinals another athlete actually just broken the world record
结果他居然在决赛的时候再一次就破了前一两天破的世界纪录
But on the final race, he broke that record again.
有姊妹在他比赛结束的时候
And at the conclusion of the games,
后来才晓得原来在他进去比赛的时候
And then he realized that when he was walking into this competition,
有一个法国的接待员递给他一张小纸条
And there was a receptionist from France has given him a small note.
他一直没有空看。
And he never had a chance to read what was on that note.
但在散场之前，他终于拿出来看了一下。
But right when he got on the tracks, he pulled out the note and read it.
上面一句话，撒母耳记第二章的话。
It came out of the book of Samuel.
凡尊重我的，我必尊重他。
He who honors me, I will honor also.
他说这句话成为他里面最大的一个激励，好让他那天居然跑了拿了金牌。
So those words became the greatest encouragement for him, and he won the gold medal that day.
我很感动的就是这个弟兄，他的父母亲。
And I was really touched that the parents of this particular brother.
其实是在中国做宣教士。
He was actually missionary. They were missionaries in China.
而且是在义和团庚子事变的年间，他居然在蒙古那一带最穷困的地方做宣教士。
They were in the days of the Boxer Rebellion that they were evangelists in China in the most remote areas in China.
他是1902年生在中国。
In 1902, he was born in China.
五年之后，他爸爸妈妈带他回苏格兰老家的时候
，five years later, and he was brought back to Scotland.
他父母亲因为实在不放心在中国的安全，把他们兄弟两个就留在苏格兰。
And his parents worry about their safety in China, so they left them in Scotland.
就兄弟两个从小虽然爸爸妈妈不在，但是他们都非常的上进。
And these two brothers, even though their parents weren't around, but they were very, they worked very hard.
他们书也读得好，属灵光景也好，身体也好，他们居然能够成为拿奥运金牌，爸妈不在。
And they were studying hard, they were disciplining themselves, to the point they became a very good athlete, they can actually attain the gold medal.
我们的弟兄都差点去比奥运，你要能够有资格进奥运，你需要非常强的 discipline.
And for you to be able to get into the Olympics, you've got to have very strong discipline.
弟兄姊妹，而且就在他拿完金牌1924年拿完
and right after he got the gold medal in 1924,
1925年他从爱丁堡大学毕业
in 1925 he graduated from college.
因为他拿了金牌，所以他的前途非常看好，很多人都争相想要聘请他。
And because he had the gold medal, he has a very bright future. Everybody wanted to hire him.
他居然提着简单的行李到中国来跟他爸爸妈妈一起做宣教士。
He picked up his suitcase and he went to China and became a missionary.
弟兄姊妹，他自己的名字，他把他自己翻译作李爱瑞。
And he translated his name to in Chinese, Li Aiwei.
然后他在山东很贫困的农村里面做宣教士。
And he was a missionary in a very, very rural area in China.
到了1940几年，这个日本人那时候侵犯中国，在珍珠港事件之后。
In the 1940s, right after the attack of the Japanese on Pearl Harbor.
他们把他当间谍一样，把他抓关在我们山东老家和山东潍县日本现今。宪兵部那个集中营里面。
And they captured him and put him in a concentration camp in Shandong, is where my family grew up.
我自己的爷爷也被关在日本宪兵部山东潍县里面哈。
And my grandfather was actually locked up in the same camp.
我这次看这个故事，我里面很感动，我都不知道他后面的这一段。
And I actually did not know the latter half of the story.
而且他在监狱里面，像戴德森的后代戴绍珍这些，都是他那个时候在里面监护他们的孩子啊。
And he was the one who strengthened Hudson Taylor's children during that season as well.
然后他几年之后他死在监狱里面。
And a few years later, he actually died in prison.
43岁而已。
He was 43 when he passed away.
弟兄姊妹，这个人真是了不起一个。
And this man is amazing.
他心里面敬畏神，尊重神。
He feared God, he honored God.
他可以在地上有这么好的前途，但是他完全就是为着中国，为着神。
When he had such an opportunity to expand himself, but for the sake of the Lord and for China, gave it all up.
弟兄姊妹，我们回头看看今天我们的中间。
And brothers and sisters, let's come and look at ourselves.
或是在这一个世代里面。
Or in this generation.
很多时候我们一忙，我们就不来聚会了。
A lot of times when we're too busy, we say, okay, I don't have to go to the meeting.
我们跑去加班，孩子们在家做功课，就不来聚会了。
And we will do overtime at work. Kids will study at home. Then we say, okay, we don't have to go.
甚至更糟糕的是，连中文学校有一些活动，孩子们逐日都不来聚会了。
It's even worse that certain events in Chinese schools on Sundays,then they don't come to church anymore.
更糟糕的是居然有孩子们的 birthday party 生日会他们就不来聚会了。
And even worse, there's a birthday party for their kids on Sundays and they stop meeting on Sundays.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道到底把神摆在哪里。
But just I question, where have we placed God?
我们怎么把神这么神圣而严肃的命令我们到底怎么看它。
How do we view such a solemn commandment that God has for us?
神说这是 圣日什么工都不准做。
God said, this day is holy, you shall not work.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把自己至少一个礼拜要有一天分别出来。
At the very minimum, this one day of the week, we set it apart for the Lord.
而且弟兄姊妹，我们今天在新约里面，我们不是守旧约的安息日。
Brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, we're not keeping the letters of the law in the Old Testament.
在新约里面就转过来了，变成主日，主复活的日子。
In the New Testament, it's been turned, and it's the Lord's day.
不再是礼拜六了，变成礼拜天了。
No longer Saturday, but Sunday.
礼拜天是主复活的日子。
It is the day of His resurrection.
圣经上里面讲到七日的头一日，第一日。
And the scripture says the first day of the week.
基督从死里复活了。
Christ was risen.
弟兄姊妹，这个日子更特别。
This day is more has a greater significance.
而且你看，我们每个主日一定有擘饼的聚会。
And every Sunday here we break bread together.
我们等于一个礼拜开始在主的桌子前面。
And we begin this week before the table of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个世界是这样子，礼拜六、礼拜天是 weekend.
And the world for the world, Saturday and Sunday is their weekend.
礼拜六、礼拜天是周末，所以我们很少把礼拜天当作一个礼拜的第一天。
And very seldom do we have this attitude of treating Sunday as the first day of the week.
所以我们跟着世界的潮流，我们都认为礼拜天是最后一天了。
And we go with the flow of the world. We feel like a Sunday is the last day of the week.
哎呀，明天又要上班了，我们就很烦啊，然后就很想 relax, 看电视，做别的事情。
Tomorrow I got to go back to work again. I really want to relax right now. Just watch some TV and do something else.
想到明天 Monday, 我们 Blue Monday, 明天是我们这个礼拜的第一天，又要开始了。
And tomorrow's Monday, the first day of the week. We're going to start all over again.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的第一天是哪一天？
Brothers and sisters, the first day for Christians. Which
day? 主日啊。
The Lord's day.
弟兄姊妹，照着圣经创造宇宙的神，第七日是安息日，七日的头一日是主日。
And according to the Lord of creation, the seventh day of the week is the day of rest. The first day of the week is the Lord's day.
所以我们基督徒礼拜六、礼拜天都很有属灵意义，对不对？
For Christians, Saturday and Sunday, there should be spiritual significance for us.
而且七日的头一日，耶稣复活了。
And the first day of the week, the Lord is resurrected.
七日的头一日，我们在主耶稣的饼杯面前开始这个礼拜。
And the first day of the week, we begin the week in the Lord.
多荣耀。
How glorious.
吃主喝主得着一切的供应。
We eat of him, we drink of him, we receive all of his supply.
而且饼杯说到主在仇敌面前为我们摆设的宴席。
And this cup and this bread is a feast the Lord set before our enemies.
我们向仇敌夸胜。
And we say to our enemies, we have victory over you.
在耶利哥的平原。
And the plains of Jericho.
神的百姓进迦南。
The people of God enter into Canaan.
迦南七族这么多仇敌在前面。
And the seven tribes of Canaan are right before them.
有这么多的未得之地和祝福等候他们承受。
And all these lands that they have yet to conquer are for them to inherit.
弟兄姊妹，他们先吃庆功宴，在耶利哥平原就先守逾越节。
And on the plains of Jericho, they observe the Passover first.
在历史上从来没有庆功宴是先吃的，都是打完仗才吃的。
In history, there's no such a thing of having the celebration feast before the battle, but they did it that day.
圣经给我们的见证和榜样是先吃庆功宴再去打仗。
The example the Bible has given us is eat the celebration feast, then do battle.
弟兄姊妹，每个礼拜天早晨我们就是来到主饼杯的面前。
Every single Sunday we come to the presence of our God.
在仇敌面前他为我们摆设宴席。
And before our enemies he's established this feast.
他要用油膏我们的头。
He will anoint us with the oil.
叫我们的福杯满溢啊。
That our cups will run over.
弟兄姊妹，礼拜天太宝贵了。
Sundays are so important.
不能不来聚会啊。
You have to come.
所以我们一定要在主面前立一个心志。
And we have to set a spirit within our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们至少在主的面前，我们给自己有三个要求。
And we have three requirements of ourselves before the Lord.
我们每一个主日，我们决定不再随便不来。
And every single Sunday, we do not casually miss it.
每一个主日都要分别为圣。
And every single Lord's day, we have to sanctify it.
而我们来的时候
，And when we come.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里要有准备。
And we need to prepare ourselves as we come.
底下是我真正要讲的这三件事情是我们可以做的。
And these three things that we really can do.
我们一定要来啊。
And we have to come.
然后要来的时候有三件事情。
And when you come, three things.
第一件事情。
The very first one.
我们立志绝不迟到。
We set in our minds that we will not be late.
这是跟万王之王万主之主相会的日子。
And it's the day of communion with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们在主面前立志，我绝不迟到。
We set within our mind that we will not be late.
这是圣日。
It is a holy day.
与神相会是圣会。
This meeting with God is a holy union.
这是我这一个礼拜最重要的一件事情。
It's the most important thing for me this week.
我先去朝见我的神。
I'm going to go see my God.
我先要去敬拜我的神。
I'm going to go worship my God.
我先要来到主的桌子面前。 人来吃主喝主。
I'm going to come to his table and partake of him.
我要来到基督身体里面接受身体的供应和保护。
I'm going to come to the body of Christ to receive his blessings and his protection.
享受身体里面一切的祝福。
To enjoy all the blessings in the body of Christ.
我们绝不迟到第一件事。
So we'll not be late. The first thing.
礼拜六早点睡。
Saturday night, everybody go to bed early.
第二天早上要带的东西早点准备好。
Tomorrow morning, the things that you got to bring, set it aside early.
准时来。
Come on time.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
要立志 to serve. 要立志要来服事。
Set within your mind that I'm going to serve on that day.
对神。
Towards God.
我们来 worship 他。
We worship him.
我们要借着最好的唱诗、祷告、敬拜。
With the best of our singing, our prayers,our act of worship towards him,
来满足他
to satisfy him.
决定不要来这边只是坐下来听听今天要讲什么道
Don't just come and sit down and say, let's see what I'm going to hear today.
来没有人可以空着手来我是要来献祭的
Nobody comes to God empty-handed.
我是要把祷告献给他
I'm going to come with a sacrifice of praise.
借着今天的诗歌把赞美归给他
And through the songs and our time of worship, I give him worship.
保罗对哥林多教会说七日的头一日要把你们的捐项分别出来预备好奉献带给神
Paul says to the Corinthians that the first day of the week set apart what you have set apart and bring it to the house of the Lord for the Lord
对神是敬拜
and towards God is an act of worship
而对弟兄姊妹
and towards brothers and sisters
我们也真的是预备好要在爱中彼此服事
and we prepare ourselves to serve one another in love
哥林多前书14章那里讲到把各样的恩赐赐给人的时候
1 Corinthians chapter 14 when it says that many gifts are given to men
他说你们聚会个人或有诗歌或有教训或有启示或有方言等等等
He says that when you get together, some of you have hymns, have prophecies, and have words of encouragement.
目的是什么
And what is its purpose?
凡事都当造就人
All things must be must edify one another.
所以我们来到神家真的是要用各样的方法各样的恩赐要来造就彼此
And with all means, we come and edify one another.
彼此扶持彼此关怀彼此洗脚
To serve one another, to care for one another, to wash each other's feet.
第三件事情
And thirdly,
一定要立志有所得着
and set within your minds that I'm going to get something
要向神祷告说主你今天一定要在聚会中对我说话
and I say Lord today you have to speak to me
日用的饮食主每一天都赐给我们
and Lord you provide for me our needs every single day
而主日更是我们多多得祝福的日子
But on Sundays, this particular day of blessing that we may receive more.
我们决定不甘心空手而回
And we're not going to go empty-handed.
你不要说哎呀那样不是很自私吗来还要有所得
And you say, isn't that very selfish for me to come and I have to get something?
神喜欢我们向他要
God delights that we will ask of him.
这个要说明我们信任他
And this asking says that we trust him.
这个要说明我们渴慕我们在乎属灵的祝福
And this wanting speaks of our desire and longing for spiritual blessings.
所以神说大大张口我就大大充满
So the Lord says, open up your mouth wide and I will fill it.
你们得不着因为你们不求
You have not received because you have not asked.
我已经几十年了弟兄姊妹我每一次参加聚会我都跟神至少要一句话
It's been decades. Every single meeting, I will ask the Lord for at least one word.
不管借着诗歌借着弟兄姊妹的祷告借着信息我说主今天至少给我一句话
Whether it be through the songs that we sing, the prayers that brothers and sisters offer, or the messages, I say, Lord, give me something today.
你觉得神难道真的只给一句话吗
Do you think the Lord really is stingy enough to just give you one word?
常常不止一句话的
He's giving me a lot more.
弟兄姊妹要向神要
But just we need to ask of God.
要渴慕
And with a longing.
得到主的话就把它当食物吃了
And as we have the word of the Lord, we eat it.
我们得到主的话如获至宝一样带回去好好的享受好好的遵行
And we take the word of God like the utmost treasure to enjoy and to do it.
弟兄姊妹这是我们在主的面前我们盼望一起来学的
This is something that I pray that all of us will learn together
我们怎么样子让我们的聚会能够真的越来越好呢
And how can we allow our meetings to get better and better
我知道有些人不来聚会是因为你们觉得聚会没有这么好
And I know many brothers and sisters who do not come because they felt like the meeting is not really that great
那这是我们全部都要一起来努力的
And this is something we all need to strive for
那求神让我们在各样的服事上面我们都能够追求长进和卓越
And we pray that in every services that we are engaged in that we will grow and we will pursue excellence
不断的进步
And we will continue to improve
而且要追求 outstanding
And to pursue
excellency
我
们要真的要把最好的来给神
And we want to give God the very very best.
带师的就好好的带领弟兄姊妹 worship.
And those who are worship leaders, lead brothers and sisters to worship.
招待就要把最好的招待摆在那里，让人家一来就觉得这是神的家。
And those of you who are ushers, you need to prepare yourselves that when everyone who comes, they will have a sense that this is God's house.
如果你自己是招待都迟到的话，你怎么当招待？
If you're the usher and you're late today, how can you be the usher?
弟兄姊妹上厕所出不来，因为卫生纸没有了，你们招待没有准备好。
And brother and sister goes to the bathroom and they can't come out because there's no more toilet paper.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神家做。I experienced that. 弟兄姊妹，我们要经历这些，我们不是要经历，就我们要追求长进。
We need to pursue growth.
要在各样的服事上把它做到最好。
In every aspect of our service, we got to grow.
而我们聚会本身也要进步。
And our meetings itself has to improve.
神给我们的祝福远超过我们所求所想。
Because God's blessings for us surpasses what we can imagine.
神要给我们的祝福远超过我们到目前为止我们所经历的。
Far exceed what we've experienced today.
我们必须停在这，我们唱一首诗歌。
We're going to end with a
279首,
279.
神的祝福不止这么一点啊。
God's blessing is not just this little bit.
那你稍微注意这节诗歌, 它讲到父子圣灵。
This particular hymn talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
聚会里面圣父、圣子、圣灵都跟我们同在。
And the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is all with us.
巴不得赐给我们更丰富的祝福。
And will give us a much greater blessing.
我们全教会一起来，好不好？
The whole church together, okay?
弟兄姊妹，肯不肯向主立一个心志？我这一生里面，除非特别的事，我决定不浪费主日的，一定来。
Make a covenant with God. Unless it's special circumstances, I will not waste Sundays, and I will come.
我和我的家，我的孩子，我都要尽可能的来到神的家中。
As for me and my house, we're going to come to the house of the Lord.
再软弱、再失败，爬都要爬到神家来。
It doesn't matter how weak I've been, I'm going to crawl to God's house.
我们一起来唱。Let's
sing together. There's always more to follow.
结束的时候, still there's more to follow.
And even we come to an end, there's still more to follow.
感谢主, 我们再唱一次副歌, 最后唱副歌。
Thank the Lord. Let's sing the refrain one more time.
多有多多有多不止这么一点
Everybody take this time to pray for yourselves, pray for your family, pray for your children. That we will not look lightly upon this day that the Lord has set holy. That at least on the Lord's Day, we set ourselves apart to come to God's house. To bring Him sacrifice,
来彼此服侍,
to serve one another,
来领受上头的祝福,
to receive the blessings from above,
来领受身体特殊的祝福,
to receive the special blessings from the body.
你说尊重你的, 你必尊重他,
the Lord says that he who honors Him, He will honor.
你让我们正在敬虔里面把主日分别出来,
that really in whole and godliness, that we would set this day apart.
我们有一点的祷告,
let's have some prayer.
你有感动可以带我们祷告。
If you're moved, pray for everyone. 所以 Lord Jesus, more and more, more and more.
Amen.
There's always more to follow.
Amen.
And Lord, we do not receive because we do not ask, O Lord. And Lord, we pray that this morning you will seal these words within our hearts.
就是的。
Lord, we thank you so very much.
Amen.
And oftentimes it is you who have remembered us. You have delivered us and you are saving us over and over
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
And right before we have to go back to the world and go about the business of the world. And Lord, you declare to us that we are your people and we are saved by you.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your grace.
Amen.
It's ever so abundant every single day.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I just come and ask of you for myself, for my brothers and sisters, for the generation that is to come. Lord, each Sunday, oh Lord, that we meet you in a very personal way.
Amen.
Lord, that we will not walk away from this place, not having met you face to face. Lord, because your grace is more than enough for us. And you are always here, ready to meet us, oh Lord. We thank you so much for
Amen.
Your love.
Amen.
We thank you for the heart that has never given us up.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen this family. Strengthen this church family as we worship together.
Amen.
Teach us to love one another more and more. To love you more and more. We thank you, Jesus, in your
Amen.
Precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 是的。 Amen. 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 Amen.
More of you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It's God the Father to deliver us from these people because this is the day of your resurrection.
Amen.
You are here with us and we are here to worship you.
Amen.
So I pray that every day will be the day that we can manifest your glory and your abundance. We pray that each Sunday that we will be renewed and we will be strengthened such that it is indeed the first day of the week.
Amen. 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 Amen.
主啊，主日都是你的，这是你的日子。主啊，每一个主日，你都在这里等着我们。
Amen.
让我们也都准备好来朝见你。
Amen.
主啊，让我们不以这一日为平常。
Amen.
主啊，我们在这个世上与世人的约会，我们都不会迟到。我们与主的约会，我们更不应该迟到。
Amen.
我们更是带着我们的孩子，让他们从小的时候就知道。
Amen. 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 主啊，你垂听我们在做有声无声的祷告。
Lord, we ask you to hear all the prayers that are offered before you right now.
主啊，所有在你面前立定心志要来主日荣耀你的，你都求你悦纳。
And everyone who set their hearts to glorify you, I ask you to honor this prayer.
这要成为我们中间的证据和永远的见证。
And be a sign and everlasting testimony.
神真是在我们中间。
That God truly is with us.
所以我们、oh, 我们愿意分别这个日子。
Yes, Lord, we want to separate this day.
我们愿意来这里来荣耀他。
And we want to come and glorify you.
主啊，你也让我们的聚会在你面前真是越来越进步。
And we pray for the improvement of our meetings.
越来越合你的心意。
That is more and more pleasing to your heart.
让你喜悦，让你享受。
That you would take joy and delight in it.
也让你的儿女们蒙福。
And that your children would be blessed.
你祝福你自己的话。
Bless your own words, Lord.
也祝福我们所有的操练。
And bless all of our exercise.
为着桌上的饮食，我们献上感谢。
And we ask you to bless the food we're about to eat.
祝福我们新的一个礼拜开始的生活。
And bless this new week that we're going to begin.
都能够靠着你够用的恩典。
And by your sufficient supply.
我们在各处显扬那因认识你而有的馨香之气。
And then we will give off the fragrance of Christ from knowing you, O Lord.
特别为了这个礼拜开始重要的工程。
And for all the construction work that is going to begin this week.
我们求你特别的祝福。
And we ask you to please watch over and bless it.
也祝福这些工人、工头们。
And bless the workers and also the superintendent.
当他们为你的神家尽心竭力的时候，
when they are laboring for your house,
你让他们也一起蒙福，
that they may truly be blessed.
你听我们的祷告，
hear our prayers, O Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名，
in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.